comments or is at our meeting and would like to say anything that's unrelated to items on the agenda. Anne, have we received anything? Okay.
No, we have not.
Okay, and I don't see anybody on here, so we'll go ahead and move right into approval of our minutes. This is an action item. So is there a motion?
A move or bound.
Great. Was there?
Okay,
that might be somebody's, somebody in the background. I don't know. Okay, got it. So we have a motion and a second. Ann, would you like to go ahead and do a roll call vote?
Yes, I will. When I call your name, please answer yes or no. Marianne Carbone?
Yes.
Chris Lopez?
Yes.
Steve McShane?
Yes.
Honor Spencer?
Yes.
Motion awesome. Passes unanimously.
Thank you very much. Next up, we have a report and recommendation as it relates to budget revisions. So we'll go ahead and bring on Rosa for that presentation, or perhaps Rich. Okay, Rosa.
Rosa.
Okay, so good afternoon, members of the board. So with our first item, we want to review, and the report from is from planning. So the district annually receives funds from the DMV for AB 2766 and AB 923 grants. So the planning section, they've identified certain outstanding balances from grants that have either they've expired or have a small amount remaining on their grants that are not going to be used. The total amount's about $517,000. We have money in the budget for $1.6 million for this year for AB 2766 grants and $2.17 for the AB 923 grants. So we're recommending that the board, that we disencumber these funds, and those funds will go back into those funds so they can be used for new projects.
Great. Any questions from board members or committee members? You know, I just would ask Rich or Rosa, is this more than typical, you know, in a typical cycle or year?
Yes, it is, Steve. The big ticket item was, and you may recall this in the past, that Santa Cruz Transportation Agency had a big chunk of that $200,000. We've worked with them on some other projects, so we'll be able to fund some infrastructure projects for them, but that was a big chunk that they were holding on to. And ironically, they ended up letting it go anyways after all the fight we put up. So yeah, typically we don't see projects that large. We have another $200,000 one there too that for other reasons fell off the table. So, but typically we're looking at around 200,000, so about half of that amount total every year. Doesn't seem to get spent.
Was this the project we had granted an extension on?
Yes.
Right. Yep. Okay. Well, hey, the funds are there. We will, be able to put them to good use. All right. Any questions from anyone? Anything from members of the public, Anne? Okay. Nope.
You're on mute, man.
You're on mute.
Anne.
I don't see any hands raised, and I have not received anything else.
All right. So seeing none, we take action on this. Does this require a vote, or is it just a recommendation by consensus?
You need to take a vote.
We voted. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so let's go ahead and entertain a motion.
Yeah, it's a recommendation, but you do need to vote on it.
Got it. Okay. Thank you very much, Les. So is there a motion? So moved by, is that Spencer? Okay, great. Is there a second?
Second by Lopez.
Second by Lopez. All right. Anne, want to call the roll?
Am I on? Yes, I will. When I call your name, please answer yes or no. Marianne Carbone?
Yes.
Chris Chris Lopez?
Yes.
Steve McShane?
Yes.
Honor Spencer?
Yes.
Passes unanimously.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll move on to our next item. Rosa, it looks like it's you as well, our information systems management contract with Monterey Bay Technologies. So,
Okay. So this second item, we're making a recommendation to the board to approve the information technology systems management proposal from the Monterey Bay Technologies for an additional 3 years. And we've been in contract with Monterey Bay Technologies since 2010. We did an RFP 3 years ago, and they were still, they still came in within the range. The proposed cost will increase about 2.78%. We're currently in the process of implementing several new programs that Monterey Bay Technologies is helping us out with. So we wanted to, you know, keep them for another 3 years. So already in the budget, I accounted for it in the budget, the increase. So there would be no changes to the budget.
Okay. Yep. Looks good to me. Any questions from committee members? Okay, anything from the public, Ann?
No raised hands, and I do not see any emails.
Okay, we'll bring it back for a motion.
So move, Carbone.
So we have a motion. Is there a second? Okay, I see Director Spencer in on that. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Thank you, Director Spencer. Ann, you want to call a roll call vote?
Yes, I will. When I call your name, please say yes or no. Marianne Carbone?
Yes.
Chris Lopez?
Yes.
Steve McShane?
Yes.
Honor Spencer?
Yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Great. I want to thank everybody for joining today. Got my lunch, gonna dig in. I'll see you all at 1:30. We'll go ahead and adjourn. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.